Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Sin is a many-headed monster like an octopus with tentacles, which would weave themselves into the very mind and heart of God's people if left alive. But Christ has slain their enemies and forever delivered the sons of God from sin's power, first of all to load us with guilt and condemnation. In the Old Testament sacrifices, men were reminded of sin every time the sacrifice was made. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. He has removed any reason for God's children to feel guilt and condemnation by the offering up of himself once and for all. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He has forever delivered the sons of God from sin's power to separate us from God. Our sins indeed separated us from his presence, and like Adam and Eve, we were made fearful to approach unto him. But he has broken down that wall of partition, which was a sign of our separation, and he has rent the veil of the temple in twain, signifying the way into the holiness of all was made. He has forever delivered the sons of God from sin's power to dominate our lives. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. He has not left us to our own devices. Sin cannot have dominion over the reborn sons of God, because he has delivered them from its domination. He has forever delivered the sons of God from sin's power to make us fearful of death. He has triumphed over death, becoming the firstfruits of them that sleep, that he might deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. In the hour of our weakness he will give us strength to testify, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Just as David cut off the head of Goliath, so too has the Lord cut off the very power of sin to condemn and destroy the sons of God. Do you rest in him?